Roméo Saganache, Roméo.
Roméo Saganache.
He will be doing both languages.
Translation problem.
Sitting here for since we began our discussions. So I want to thank the committee for allowing me to speak here. And I want to say from the outset and express my opinion, of course, as a person from this place, and especially as a person that was born out on that land. I'm part of the last generation of Crees that were born on the land, that were raised for the first couple of years out on the land, and then sent to residential school afterwards. So I was sent in at 7 years old. I want to say, Mr. Chair, from the outset, that I listened very carefully to the chief from Suwanapi, spoken on behalf of the people of Suwanapi. And I want to express, first of all, that I stand firmly with the chief of Suwanapi and the people of Suwanapi on this issue. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, so welcome to my home community. As I said in Cree, my name is Romeo Saganash. I'm currently the Member of Parliament for the vast riding of Abitibi, Bay James, Nunavik, EU, which is half of the province of Quebec in terms of landmass. I like to tease my colleague from Churchill, Manitoba. Every time we sit down, I tell her, you know, my riding is bigger than Manitoba. And it's true, because it's bigger than Manitoba. So I'm undertaking, as you know, my second term as Member of Parliament in this vast and very diversified riding, I must say. Diversified in terms of its population and diversified in terms of its economies in the region. I have 14 Inuit communities. I have 9 Cree communities. I have 2 Algonquin communities. And the rest of the towns in the riding depend largely on resource extraction and resource development. So I have an enormous task on my shoulders as Member of Parliament representing this diversified region. I also chaired, as you perhaps know, for many years, the James Bay Advisory Committee on the Environment, and I was listening to Jean-Paul Murdoch and his comment about the difficult roles that we have sitting on these different committees, and I share the concern that he expressed just a while ago. Although I'm a member of parliament, I want to make clear also that I'm here in my personal capacity because I am from here. Let's make that clear. When I decided to run in 2011 for the first time, Jack Layton had asked me to run in this riding in particular. And this is how he explained it. He said, listen, Romeo, you know the global challenges that we have throughout the planet, and there are many of them, climate change, global warming, protection of the environment, resource development, Aboriginal rights, the future of the Aboriginal peoples, water issues. All of these issues are global challenges that we find throughout the planet, but we also find them in this writing. And I say that because we also find these challenges in this file that we are now discussing, that is before us. So it's important to keep that larger picture when we discuss this particular project, and I insist on that, and I think I mentioned that during my question, comment that I made earlier today. So I want to repeat that I fully concur with Chief Habjek and the statement he made before you today, this evening. So I shall not repeat what Chief Habjek has said to this committee, but I do wish to add a couple of points that I think are important that we must not overlook in discussing and debating this project of additional roads in the Osanapi-Cree territory. The courageous statement made by Chief Habjek is important to understand, because although I've heard over and over again today during our meeting since 2 o'clock, you know, are you prepared, Chief Habjek? You repeat it again. Are you prepared to make a compromise? Well, Osanapi, that's an unfair question, Mr. Chair. That's an unfair question because Osanapi has been compromising for the last 60 years. And I think what they're saying here today is that enough is enough. I heard that very clearly. I want to briefly touch, and I do not want to take much of your time, but I want to briefly touch about one of the important issues that we are dealing here with in discussing these additional roads going into Osanapi territory. You see, the James B. Northern Quebec Agreement was supposed to be a balancing act between Crees and development, sustainable development in the territory. The James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement was supposed to take into consideration, on one hand, the rights and interests. And the word is used in the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement, interests. So the rights of interests and interests of the Cree people on one hand, and the right to development on the other hand. When you consider the fact that Osanapi's territory has been affected by forestry, over 90% of the Osanapi territory has been impacted by forestry. Can one honestly say that that's balance? Never. There's no balance here, Mr. Chair. So I think we need to take that into consideration, this overall situation of the Osanapi people, my people. The other point that I want to raise here, I think it's a fundamental one as well, very fundamental, at least for my people, with respect to forestry, because Osanapi is the community that is most affected by forestry. And I think it's important to consider, when discussing social acceptability, this new concept in environmental law of social acceptability, and ask ourselves, who does it belong to? Who does it belong to? Is it the entire Cree Nation when we discuss forestry, or was it the community of Osanapi? I think that's a fair question that we need to ask ourselves, because Osanapi is firmly, I think, as I've heard today, opposed to this. So we need to examine that very aspect. You know, when Gapshagudaw
When Mstisni stood up to oppose the uranium project, we stood with them. When Chesapeake wanted to sign the hydro project, we stood with the Chesapeake people. Why are not the people stood with as they fight against these logging and forestry operations? And I look at this, nobody seems to be standing with the Wasanpi people in their fight. New Barrel Moses Agreement.
Action. We need to think about that as well. You may perhaps know, and this is the global approach that I'm talking about, the big picture. You may perhaps know that since 2007, when the UN General Assembly adopted the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, there are provisions in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples that calls for free, prior, and informed consent of Aboriginal, of Indigenous peoples. Not too many people understand or remember that consent of Aboriginal peoples or Aboriginal people or Aboriginal nation is also part of Canadian law since 2004. In the Haida Nation case, the Supreme Court of Canada made it very clear, and I brought the quote here that I want to read into the record. So in the Haida Nation case, the Supreme Court indicated that the high end of spectrum of consultation requires, and I quote, full consent of the Aboriginal nation on very serious issues. Environment is a serious issue. Resource development is a serious issue. And then goes on to say, these words apply as much to unresolved claims as to intrusions on settled claims. So I believe that, I suggest that we need the full consent of the Wasanapi people to go ahead with this project. Last point is also important to consider because, Section 22, as I mentioned, talks about the application of the environmental assessment and review process for projects that affect the territory. It doesn't have to be in the territory, but it applies if it affects the territory. And we need to consider using that principle as well with respect to this project for the other side of the river, Broadback River. I think that is important to do. I think it is grand time. I just want to apologize early on today because I may have seemed mad a bit about the non-response we've been getting. I may have sounded mad, but Mr. Chair, I was mad. So I think that if no one is going to stand up for the environment, if no one is going to stand up for the Waswanapi territory, then the people of Waswanapi, my people, will do it. And Mr. Chair, you know, I've left Ottawa because the NDP is having a caucus meeting in preparation of the House of Commons resuming its work next Monday. But I felt it was important to come here and to speak to you. You're a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time, and I appreciate the work that you've been doing. But we are doing this, I believe, and as my brother Alan said so eloquently just a while ago, we are doing this because we owe it to our children, our grandchildren. We are doing this because we owe it to our people. And I would even go further. We are doing this because we owe it to Quebecers as well. We're in 2016. Environmental preoccupations of the entire population are important. So we're doing it for everybody, in a sense. Quebecers like to be at the forefront on many issues, including the environment. So you have an occasion, I believe, to carry that message through your report. I think the time has come, Mr. Chair, to do justice for my people, for the Waswanapi people. Waswanapi has sacrificed a lot over the last six decades, a lot. And I've seen it myself as well. Mr. Chair, so your committee has an opportunity. Your committee has a moment to seize in all of this.
I've always seen it in times past, how some people were not heard. I've seen in times past that some people were not listened to. I am angry and sorry when I see my people being treated this way. And I hope and I expect other people to stand with Waswanapi people.
The voice of my people has been ignored, I think, for far too long. Far too long. And until the will of the Waswanapi people is respected, I, Romeo Saganash, will stand firmly on their side because they are my people, because that is our territory, because we want to protect that territory. So I thank you again for listening to me.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup, Romeo, pour cette présentation.
Thank you very much, Romeo, for this presentation. I would like now to invite George Nipoche to speak.